USADA, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Students protesting the Israel-Hamas war are digging in at Columbia University for a 10th day. Columbia officials have said they will seek other options if the negotiations with protesters fail. Cargo ships now passing through a newly opened deep water channel in Baltimore after being stuck in that harbor since the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed 4 weeks ago. In health news, it's now illegal to sell weight loss and muscle-building supplements to minors in New York. The first-in-the-nation law went into effect this week. Experts are saying that loose federal regulation of dietary supplements has resulted in these products sometimes including unapproved ingredients like steroids, putting kids at risk. The Dow ahead 190 points, and the NASDAQ is adding 317. This is SRN News.
It's our favorite leaf filter trusted pro, Matt. Matt, come in.
Hi, Mrs. Sparks. You wanted me to stop by? Is everything okay with your leaf filter gutter protection system?
Okay. Of course, silly. We wanted you to stop by for dinner as our way of thanking you.
Yes, to thank you for that free gutter inspection, the free estimate, and what was the other thing?
That lifetime guarantee.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Sparks, those are just Leaf Filter's policies. Everyone who calls Leaf Filter gets a trusted pro to come out for a free gutter inspection and estimate. And every leaf filter installation comes with a lifetime guarantee.
So it's not just us?
No, sir. We don't want anyone to worry about clogged gutters ever again.
You mean everyone gets this level of service?
Everyone. They just need to visit leaffilter.com/gold to schedule their free inspection.
Okay, but you must be starving. You work so hard.
Ready to love your gutter protection as much as we do? Visit leaffilter.com/gold and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The last weekend of April will go down in the books as a really nice one here in central Alabama. Tonight, very mild, cloudy at times. Overnight low temperature down to about 65. Tomorrow and Sunday, a great weekend forecast. Lots of sunshine. There'll be some high clouds mixed in at times. Nice and warm, mid-80s here in central Alabama. 70s down on the coast. 60s at night. And still warm Monday with a high around 86. Good bit of sunshine with the risk of widely scattered storms arriving on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
1819 News.
The Alabama House Judiciary Committee on Wednesday approved a bill that would penalize a parent whose child brings a gun to school. The bill, sponsored by Democratic Representative Barbara Drummond from Mobile, requires that parents store firearms in a way that minors cannot access them. If firearms are not locked away appropriately and a student brings the gun to school, the parent could be charged with a Class A misdemeanor. The bill now goes to the full House. More Alabama news to come after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Veteran ABC 3340 news anchor Pam Huff announced her retirement this week after working as a television journalist for over 40 years in the Birmingham market. Huff, who began her career at the age of 24, has interviewed every single Alabama governor since George Wallace. Huff has been at ABC 3340 since 1996 after a stint at WVTM, the NBC affiliate, and has served as a host of Good Morning Alabama, as the station's managing editor, and as the 4 p.m. and 5 p.m. news anchor. Huff says she's not sure what the next adventure will be, but that she is excited for it. The leading receiver for the Penn State football team announced plans to transfer to Auburn this week. Keandre Lambert-Smith committed on social media to much fanfare from the Auburn Tigers. Smith has 116 career catches for 1,598 yards, leading the team with 53 catches and 4 touchdowns last season. He's the only Penn State player with multiple 80-yard catches, including the longest pass play in Rose Bowl history. I'm Parker Schneider in for Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Erdett.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Freedom here. There's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the goal. You know the thing.
Hold on to your butt.
I got hairy legs.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the afternoon. I'm Joey. We also have Eddie Bader here. Hey, Eddie, how you doing?
Doing good. How you doing, buddy?
Doing all right. We also have Craig Munger here. Hey, Craig.
I'm doing swell.
And for those of you who don't know, turn down the music, hippie. Craig here is a reporter for 1819 News. And you've been covering for, what, months now, if not longer, the whole public library spat that's been going on in this state over obscene materials.
I actually started it, believe it or
you
not.
You started the spat?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I was the first one to report on it. It started in Prattville, and people got in touch with me, and they were concerned about books, and I wrote about it. And for the past year, it has exploded into what we see now. So,
wow.
You're welcome.
So, the recent piece, I guess this came out, what, yesterday or today? Great Step Towards Protecting Children. Reaction comes in on House passage of bill removing school public library obscenity exception. So, number one, I was talking about this with Allison Sinclair yesterday. I didn't know there were obscenity exceptions in those institutions.
Yeah, I mean, you can't disseminate obscene material. But there are, they have exceptions in that. One of them was libraries and public school libraries and university libraries, and because you can see it in universities as being logical. That's why they didn't touch those exceptions.
Sure.
And in the past, it was for things like, so people didn't get in trouble for like biology textbooks and stuff like that. It wasn't for what we're seeing in libraries now. And so it was a loophole that they were able to get around. And lawmakers, seeing the concern of so many people about the types of books that are being put in these libraries, they decided to address it. So now you have to... you have to not do that anymore, or assuming that it makes it to the Senate, which it will. They prioritized it. The Speaker of the House is a co-sponsor, which kind of means that it's going to get done. And so they also in the bill, they had something initially that would have prevented, essentially preventing drag shows, but any sort of promiscuous display in public where children are expected to be present. They took that out. Not quite sure why. I think maybe because it was too vague or broad, or maybe someone would try to make a stink about some, you know, cheerleader float in like a local parade. I don't know. But
right,
that's where we stand now, and it has to go through the Senate, and I think it will. And I think, like with any piece of legislation, it's imperfect. There's a lot of, there's more ambiguity than I would like in the bill, but those are things that have to get worked out as we go along.
Now, just in the fairness, and you include this in your story, Craig, the Alabama Libraries or American Library Association, and then the ALA president, Craig Scott.
No, that's the Alabama Library.
That's the Alabama Library,
which is the state chapter of the ALA. So it's
just
the,
I was getting my L's confused. Yeah, it's the one L, the
there's
two
ALA,
L.
ALA, and then there's ALLA. You see, you can't say it. It's
like
stupid.
I've been saying, folks, I'm Allah. A fancy idiot. I get confused all the time.
We just call it Allah.
So, Allah.
Allah.
But here, I want to quote him. The Alabama Library Association's president, Craig Scott, condemns this bill's passage, and he says, quote, "The message is clear. Don't arrest Alabama librarians and stop turning our libraries into political battlefields." And did that just start? Or? Montgomery politicians are now seeking to criminalize librarians simply for doing their jobs. Under HB 385, even with the revised language, public and school librarians could be penalized or even arrested by prosecutors eager to follow the demands of Alabama Republican Chair John Wall, the Alabama Public Library Services Board member who's willing to jail librarians for having books he considers unacceptable. This bill is government overreach, robs parents of their rights, and would have a chilling effect on free speech by potentially incarcerating librarians because particular books are available, including even the Bible. What?
Yeah, that's kind of a trite point that they like to make, and it will be interesting to see how it plays out in practicality. That goes back to the ambiguity that I was talking about in the bill that I feel like could be better. Obviously, people know what we're talking about here. So whenever he says the thing about turning libraries into political battlefields, the side against these books, they didn't start that. They just found out that there was a group of people, large, powerful, well-funded, who are making concerted efforts to inject garbage into the brains of children and to push a political and social ideology. That's it. So you drew first blood in that regard, and this is just a response because, as it turns out, people don't like you showing porn to kids. So, and the thing with the Bible, yeah, I'm sure that that's going to come up in some sort of complaint from some troublemakers or whatever, and we'll have to see how this shakes out in litigation, because the process is you're supposed to submit a complaint that's saying that something is sexually explicit, and then if it's determined to be sexually explicit or obscene, then it has to be removed within 7 days. Now, I don't know who's supposed to make that determination. It sounds like it's the entity itself, and there's no appeal process for either side. And the prosecution, it says you're supposed to deliver a copy of whatever letter to the district attorney, but the district attorney isn't going to be the one prosecuting anything. It's going to be in municipal court.
Wait. Because I'm reading this, mm-hmm. like the current law.
Yeah.
And essentially you can't distribute, you can't possess with intent to distribute any obscene material or any device designed or marketed as useful primarily for the stimulation of human genital organs, or for anything of pecuniary value, monetary value. Material not otherwise obscene may be obscene under this section if the distribution of the material, the offer to do so, or the possession with the intent to do so is a commercial exploitation of erotica solely for the sake of purient appeal. So when they say the Bible, are we talking about like Solomon? Was it him?
No, I mean there's narratives of certain things that happen. Obviously, the story of the concubine who was ravaged and her body was separated into four pieces.
It's pretty gnarly. It is
pretty gnarly. And again, it's like nobody's the conversation here is if you cannot see a distinction between a historical piece of work like that and then something that's trying to convince kids that they might not be the gender in their same body. If you think that those are the same things, then I feel sorry for you that you have to engage in our society with that lack of critical thinking. It's like you could say the same thing about the Odyssey, by the way. There's plenty of freakiness in the Odyssey. But nobody is or was complaining about the Odyssey. And there, yeah, sure, there were some fuddy duds who complained about, I don't know, let's say Ulysses, for instance, back in the day. But it is funny to think of Ulysses is what people thought of as obscene back in the day.
Right.
And now we're talking about just straight up depictions of sex acts with, a social and political ideology injected in there. That is a far cry difference than from a narrative. And that's what you find in things like the Bible, the Odyssey, and other works that contain descriptions of certain activities. And again, it's done far more delicately than any of these other pictures. It's like literally there's a cartoon drawing of a young girl and it's teaching the reader how to masturbate. That's not the same thing.
Right. Yeah, one of these is not like the other.
Exactly. And to conflate them just shows a level of intellectual dishonesty that almost means that you shouldn't be taken seriously by a thinking person.
And let's keep in mind also that this is just explicitly the public institutions that are publicly funded.
Correct. You can go on Amazon and buy whatever the hell you want.
Right. And you imagine all the time and effort into this fight. Like, couldn't you just have, say, a fund to provide whatever books you want to have whatever families if they want to affirm a certain identity?
Sure you could. Yeah. But I always go back to this point when people, you know, you'll have like the ALA, ALLA talk about, we don't want censorship. We want children should have access to whatever. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to draw a cartoon book, and it's called Little Sammy Stone's a Sodomite. And it's going to be talking about a biblical ethic and a Judaic law of how to deal with homosexuality. It's going to be a kid's book, and it's going to be teaching about that. And I'm going to make that up, I'm going to publish it, and I'll donate it to your library. You think it's making it on the shelf?
No.
How about this? How about why every kid needs an AR-15? That's an actual children's book that exists right now.
I thought I heard that before.
How about that?
Yeah.
Do you notice how we're not seeing those books?
Well, and I wouldn't want those books in front of children?
Correct.
Yeah.
But the point is that these books are only coming from one side of the political spectrum, and we're supposed to think that that's a coincidence.
Wait, what about the Tuttle twins?
Yeah, those darned Tuttle twins.
Teaching kids about the gold standard and the Fed.
Yeah, that's bad, but as far as showing two 12-year-olds how to diddle one another behind the bleachers after recess, that's okay.
Well, yeah, that needs to be the next book. The Tuttle twins go to the public library. It's going to pop.
They come out in a straitjacket.
Yeah. Papa B, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Enjoying your conversation today. I'm glad that y'all are bringing up evolution. I've been wanting to chime in on, some of this, but just never did find the right moment. And by the way, I think that, the things like the public library have been politicized for a long time because a lot of these appointments are political appointments.
Right.
Cherry pick and design to be, put into those places of power, people that, are political.
You're hitting on one of my favorite things, the myth of the apolitical bureaucrat.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, you're literally serving a political institution, but it's always the other guy who's dirty and political.
Right.
Exactly. Well, but I digress. So, and with evolution, as in its basic form, is got merit, of course. The idea that you can coax genetic alteration or, out of one, an animal and make it, have another kind of trait. That's husbandry. It's been done for thousands and thousands of years,
One but the cows stay cows, typically.
Right.
The dogs stay dogs, the bugs stay bugs.
Of course, naturally. Well, see, and that's the error of Darwin and the whole Darwinian theory, because they take, and the idea that it happens naturally, well, duh, of course it does, dummy. You don't have to have animal husbandry, a man actually trying to coax those genes out for it to actually happen in the natural. But they take that, and as usual, people with an agenda, they take it and expand it well beyond the realm of reason instantly. And so, you know, but we've been taught, I mean, our kids, our y'all, you know, y'all, everybody for years and decades now have been taught about, you know, Darwin and the theory of evolution, and it's, you know, basically just a big old honking lie. You know, and so I think that we have a lot of folks that have wanted so much to homogenize our society in ways, especially scientifically and all, that, you know, this has become, well, I mean, for lack of a better term, a religious kind of thing. You know, it's become part of our, you know, if you don't believe this, for instance, in, you know, your educational circles, where you're looked down on and you're treated inferior, and not only that, you're not going to advance. My daughter, who graduated in biology in Mississippi State and then later got her degree and her master's at Auburn, had to forswear, you know, basically her allegiance to evolution, Darwinism, in order to keep on going. I guess they would have had to let her, but she didn't do it, of course. She hedged and said, well, she believes that, you know, evolution, but not Darwinism anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's what we're up against here. I also believe that there are a lot of people, they may be a homogenized group, that have decided to withhold real evidence about creation.
Well, we have seen in the past, obviously, with I believe Haeckel's embryos is a big example why where people have actually falsified embryonic fossil evidence in order to pursue the natural selection macroevolutionary theory. And I think David Berlinski, who we've talked about before, has a great line. It's like, we like to think of scientists as these people who would sooner be consumed at the stake than to fudge their numbers, but that just isn't the case.
Right. Well, and it seems like it was kind of an interesting theory. You know, fairly elegant. You could small changes and create all these big changes, but then it was used to try to, as a polemic against one of the most important claims of, say, the Bible, the claims of creation.
Yeah.
And I think that's where it got a lot of its cultural force.
And also you see it in cosmology, the crossover where the age of the Earth is continuously getting longer because they need a longer time frame for their system to make sense. And it doesn't matter the amount of time that you put on it. Mathematically, the DNA manipulation required for macroevolution from a common source is just simply too astronomical to be feasible.
Well, there are many, many examples of how it just is not, the theory just does not hold up under scrutiny at all. And so, you know what, I mean, I can think of a couple of them right up front. You know, we had this, you know, how you had different types of men that developed, and one of them was, you know, a such and such man, and you know, they drew one of those guys from what later turned out to be a pig's tooth, and even though it was proven to be a pig's tooth, they kept that lineage of men. If you remember the little cartoon figures, they kept it for decades. Another one was, you know, the idea of dinosaurs becoming birds. You know, we hear this, you know, the fossil record as being so important. Well, in the fossil record, birds, fully developed birds, are found, you know, before dinosaurs per se, and during, while dinosaurs, you know, were in existence, they always were there. You know, it's just one thing right after another. But I would also say one more thing. This is a very old theory. It goes back to ancient Greece. This is how they believed it happened. It started from the small, and it developed. Now, I'm not going to be sit here and try to give you some kind of historical lesson, because I don't know. I've heard it, though, and I've seen it in times past. This was something that was taught from the small to the greater for years and decades, or really centuries before. Anyway, interesting discussion, guys. I really appreciate y'all.
Of course.
About it today.
Thank you, Papa B.
All right.
See you, Papa B. 272-9228. Let's go to Duke. Hey, Duke, how you doing?
Good afternoon, Duke.
What's up, fellas?
How you doing, man? Hell, I almost went to sleep there for a sec. There, I was trying to drive and observe and things a little bit here.
No, don't do it.
Trying to sleep and drive. I sleep and drive at the same time. Oh, is that Craig out there today?
Craig's here.
What's happening?
I thought I heard him back in the background telling lies and everything.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
He ain't told me a lie yet. You just tell lies to other people, not me.
You're a handsome fella.
Man,
I know it, man. I am.
Yeah, yeah.
Appreciate that, Craig.
My boy. I was listening about the library and all that stuff, and y'all confusing me. People confusing me nowadays. Now, he talks about the key protecting the kids in the library, but if a child get raped, the same child get raped by somebody, y'all gonna force her to have that baby. So what sense that make? And when you want to say you want to protect the child, talk to me.
Murder is wrong. So is showing kids sexually explicit stuff. It's not complicated.
What you mean is wrong? That's that same child you say you want to protect from hearing that stuff or reading these books.
Rape of children
is wrong, and so is killing a child.
Hold a minute now.
All right.
Well, let's focus on the child.
Okay, I'll focus.
This 10-year-old child that you trying to protect from reading.
Can we jump it up to where a child can reasonably get pregnant? I don't know any pregnant 10-year-olds.
Okay, no. I'm saying that the so-called conservative using this alien from Georgia, wherever, raped this woman or killed or whatever hell happened to. Didn't come out right.
Lake and Riley.
But, yes. Okay. Well, if this individual raped a 10-year-old girl and get her pregnant, but the government say they want to force her to have this baby when he's been traumatized and raped
we don't execute the victims of crimes. That's a common.
But you want to pick and choose how you want to protect the child.
It's not picking and choosing. Okay, well then let me break it down for you. You don't show kids porn at all. You don't rape children at all. If it unfortunately does happen, you don't then have the right to kill. No, I'm talking. I'm sorry. I'm talking. You then do not get to kill the victim, the second victim of a crime. If a child is conceived of rape, there are two victims, the woman and the child. We don't execute the victims of crimes, period. The end.
But my point is, sir, that should be left up between that child and her parents to make that decision.
So if I can murder my 2-year-old, then that's my decision.
You want to go to jail?
No. Be consistent here, Duke. Be consistent. If I can make the decision to kill my unborn child, why can't I make the decision to kill my born child?
That's different when somebody vows. Let's stick to the point of somebody being raped. I'm right there with you. Okay. I don't believe in abortion. Okay, let's get that out of the way. I can call it, liberal this, liberal that. But my point is that you guys want to protect the child from the library, but when somebody snatched you off the street and raped your child is 10 years old. Government wanted to force her to have her baby. I don't like that. I wouldn't like that in my family. I wouldn't go for that.
It's not forcing them to keep the baby. You can't kill it. Those are morally vastly different things.
You can call it what you want, but...
That's what it is. It's not calling it what it wants. You can't kill a baby. The end.
I understand that. Okay, you made your point. I made mine. But I understand your philosophy and these people's reasons for choosing one over the other.
How is it not protecting children to not want to kill one?
Well, you're not... protecting her from her own wanted child that you don't want. That's my point.
Well, you know, there's sometimes I don't want my 2-year-old. I don't get to throw him in the lake. I mean, just a little moral consistency here would be nice.
We can go on and on.
Oh, yeah, here we could. But I think we have here on this merry-go-round of abortion.
I know that. But back to this fake news about some brother did an AI thing on a white guy. Talk about that a little bit more right there.
Well, why do you think it's fake? A brother wouldn't lie?
I heard that right
a
now.
A brother wouldn't use AI? Like, what are you talking about?
Scary. It kind of made me scared now that people can do this stuff to people, man.
It is nuts. That story was nuts.
Wait till the face swapping really comes out. That's what's going to blow people away.
guys had to deal with sexual harassment on jobs, and what if a woman didn't make up some more fake stuff like that on him on the job?
It's gonna happen. Guarantee it's gonna happen.
Maybe Mike Pence was right.
To stay with your wife?
And stay next to your wife.
Wasn't it your boss?
She's
Joey,
in on it.
My wife, Karen, is a great public school. I've been sleeping with a teacher for years. It's like,
Joey, wasn't that your voice? Joey, here, sir. They got the voice expert and everything on the stand. And that's his voice.
It is his voice.
Mm-hmm.
What you going to do, Joey, at that point, sir?
I mean, like, you copied my voice.
Yeah, I mean, that and right now, that principal's got to sound like the world's biggest idiot when he came out and said, "That is not me."
Right.
I mean, right. Even your own family would be going, "Dude."
I remember a preacher here in Montgomery. He was a gay preacher, and what he was doing, he got caught at the hospital on the camera. He used God, saying, "I'm a man of God." Mm-hmm. He was just having a man of God. They pulled a video up and showed him, said, "Isn't that you there, sir?"
Wow.
That'll do it.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's what I'm saying, see? But,
what a weird day and age we live in.
Y'all got a hell of a world y'all living in, but tell me, I'm just...
Oh, you're part of the world that we're all in. You're in a different world.
I'm just observing things.
Yeah, you're like Aladdin, all right?
I can show you the world.
This Craig guy y'all got on the show, right? This Craig guy y'all got on the show talking about he all cut and everything.
Oh, he's cut. He's cut.
He's cut.
He's cut.
Oh, I forgot to tell y'all, I ran up on Red Top.
Was
it Home Depot, Home Depot? No, Lowe's. I ran up on him at Lowe's a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Red Top, he's an interesting cat. He was talking to one of the employees there. He's talking about the talk show, really. He said, "Oh, y'all don't hear me on the talk show." He was fussing about something. So
I imagine that.
I had my sunglasses on.
I never say, "Do you know who I am?" If you're a caller, you can't do that. Like, what is that?
You don't listen to me on my show? I mean, I call in.
Hey, over top, he looked at me on the face. He said, "Oh, what about you, sir? What do you think about certain thing?" So I had my sunglasses on. He didn't know who I was. And I'm just talking to him. I didn't say anything at first. I just look at him. And he said, "Are you going to say the damn thing?" So I made my chest jump. Made my chest muscles jump. He said, "Hell, I ain't doing that shit, too." And so I threw my glasses off. I just do real talk. Oh, man. So that's kind of funny, though, the way it went down that day. Matter of fact, last week.
Local celebrity.
Serendipity, baby. Well, yeah. I got to run, dude. Appreciate it.
All right.
Have a great weekend, Duke. See you, buddy.
272-9228. How about this? Got to hit this break. Eric the dog, hold on.
Hold on, Eric.
We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey there, folks. It's your trusted real estate professionals, Hannah Grantham and Eddie Bader, here with an exciting announcement. We have made the move to Forest Meadows Homes and Lands. That means we're now even more equipped to serve you and your real estate needs.
That's right. Whether you're buying or selling, working with us ensures that you're in the best hands. Personalized service, expert advice, and now more options and opportunities.
So why wait? Let's make your real estate dreams a reality. Give me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358.
Or me, Eddie Bader, 334-322-0662, and let's get you moving.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi there, I'm Madeline Cannon with Alabama Home Mortgage. Getting pre-approved is the first step towards home ownership. People are often scared or nervous about taking that first step, but I'll tell you, it's nothing to be scared of. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we will take the first step and every step along the way with you. Call us at 567-4223. We will gather the information needed to tell you exactly what you qualify for. After a call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you will know what price point to shop for, what down payment is required, if any, and what your monthly mortgage payment will look like. We take all the guessing out of it. Then, when you find the house you want to make your home, you are ready to make an offer. Along with your offer, you will submit your Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval letter. This shows sellers that you've already taken the steps necessary to ensure that you qualify to purchase their home. Wait no longer. It's time to take that first step together. Call me at 567-4223 or start the process online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This is Matt Woodham with Woodham Southside Firestone. As a businessman, you need to watch your advertising dollar. We've been using Blue Water Broadcasting for many years. Blue Water Broadcasting is the biggest bang for your buck. Blue Water Broadcasting and Woodham Southside Firestone, a great combination.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks. Helping local business.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The last weekend of April will go down in the books as a really nice one here in central Alabama. Tonight, very mild, cloudy at times. Overnight low temperature down to about 65. Tomorrow and Sunday, a great weekend forecast. Lots of sunshine. There'll be some high clouds mixed in at times. Nice and warm, mid-80s here in central Alabama. 70s down on the coast. 60s at night. And still warm Monday with a high around 86. Good bit of sunshine with the risk of widely scattered storms arriving on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Got a lot of jobs to do this spring? Save now on Kubota's BX23S tractor, loader, and backhoe combo at Capital Tractor and check off that to-do list. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mm-hmm.
972-9228 if you want to get in before we close up shop. And let's go to Eric the Doll. Okay, Eric, how you doing?
Hello.
What up, Eric?
How you doing, fellas?
Hanging in here like a hair in a biscuit.
I heard that. Speaking of that, it tastes so biscuitating. I heard there's, heard they're good.
They are.
Yeah. I had to get Joey to make an intro cover version of that song.
Ooh, with the honey sauce.
Think that'd be.
Oh, with that the honey sauce. Yeah.
Are we back on food again?
I'm sorry.
I'm so hungry.
Taste the biscuit.
Taste the biscuit.
Mixes with my chicken wing.
Yeah. That's the Jamie.
I have a serious question.
Mm-hmm.
So all these, the border issue, all right, you have laws on the books to enforce the border, right?
Yes.
Everybody knows that. And they're relatively effective when enforced, right?
Pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. I know it's not like putting up a force field or anything, but it can be managed better than it has been.
Certainly.
Why don't some of these legislatures who are supposedly way smarter than me, why don't they focus on strengthening the implementation of those and the making it harder for bureaucracies to circumvent what policies are supposed to be enforced?
Because there ain't no money in the cure.
Because they don't want to.
Oh. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. And, yeah. Welcome to the feeling of hopelessness that is being American.
Yeah.
No, that's not hopelessness. That's like, all right, where do we meet? Because this is, if I'm supposed to sit around and be stupid, I might as well stand somewhere and be stupid. I can multitask.
Well, like noon to three, news and views in the afternoon.
It's a good start.
I've been doing that for a minute. I'm ready to. Y'all got like a gallery we can sit in, throw peanuts at.
I would love to have a peanut gallery, literal peanut gallery. It would be a lot of fun having an actual small audience.
I agree.
Dude, I'd take in the lunch hour to come see y'all every day. I don't work that far now.
We don't really have the room in this room, though. I'm looking around.
Yeah, it's like,
be a little tight in here.
Two more, and we're maxed out, period.
I'll sit in your lap, Joey. Don't worry.
No, you won't.
You got to run the board.
Oh, wouldn't that look funny?
You will not sit in my lap.
Of course, when Joey runs the board, it's spelled B-O-R-E-D.
Yeah, I steal from Norm, too.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Good enough.
You know. And I think we all have to agree with Duke. You know, if we're going to have rapists running around that the government turned loose, they need to be Americans. I mean, all these guys, I'm tired of them being all these, you know, aliens, unhoused people from other countries coming over here and raping and impregnating all these people. I think if it was Americans doing it, I think we'd be in a lot better position. You know, and they need to ID people before they start raping them. So, you know, we get the kids out of there. Like, all right, well, you almost got it, but you know you're a child, and I'm not allowed to do that. Thank God for the law. I don't. The laws aren't the problem.
Enforcement,
people,
dude.
People know.
You got to start with simple.
And now it's not even public support. A new poll came out. 51% of Americans support mass deportations. It's Axios doing that poll.
It's going to keep growing.
42% of Democrats want mass deportations.
Yeah, it's going to keep growing. There's just no doubt.
And that's and this is the thing that always confuses me and makes me believe that our entire election system is completely fraudulent, is when you have a majority of people that have these opinions and yet somehow the same people still keep getting elected. There's just...
Well, like Hillary said, which I hate quoting her, you Americans need to get over it. We're in charge. Get over it.
Yeah. Yep. But it's like, we supposedly have free elections in this country, and
free
yet
selection.
Morons keep getting elected, and people that have, you know, 1 + 1 = 2, not 11. Right. And so, like, there's something weird going on there.
Well, they hacked the American mind 100 years ago.
Yeah.
They figured it out. But the beautiful thing is the new information tech is allowing people to deprogram themselves to a degree. Not fast enough.
Right, not fast enough, but it's happening.
The problem with politics is, like you said, there's no money in the cure.
Nope.
And we get a free election. The only person they're free to are actually they're not free to anybody.
Nope.
We pay for them to do it. They take our money that we're spending with these businesses and support the people that they're doing, that they're implementing these policies that are taking us down a direction we don't want to go. got governments trying to tell private companies how to run their business because, you know, apparently it's bad to lie to the public unless, you know, it's the government. These are my people, only I can lie to them. And we're condoning this. And it's, they just look us dead in our face like we're stupid.
I mean, yep.
Katie Britt looks at you and tells you how good she is at being a mom and married and successful businesswoman and, you know, and then she just sends more of the money that we don't have to a place that can't win.
Oh, damn it, Eric. I tried to go one show without mentioning Senator Britt. I will say to her credit, she said it sheepishly. I'm like, so do you support more military? Before she gave that response, we had her on. I think it was Valentine's Day. And I asked, do you support more aid to Ukraine? And she didn't lie. Nope. She said straight up she supported more military aid. So I disagree, but she hasn't been dishonest with me. I'll put it that way. She's always been very forthcoming.
And captivating.
Shut up, Eddie.
Just saying.
Shut your mouth when you're talking.
Like she's not?
You're saying Craig, can you whoop his ass for me?
I could,
but I can also break out a cheeseburger and flip it, and all of a sudden he's whooping your ass.
Yeah. We'll commit felonies.
Well, I've got a cheesecake over here, so let's.
Hey, I like this bargaining. Come on, I got a cheeseburger, two cheeseburgers, two cheeseburgers. Come down.
Get the cheese puffs, Eddie. Get the cheese puffs.
Yeah, by the way, me and the entire press corps had a very interesting debate this week when the House is in recess, and I'd like to see where you guys are in this. Are Cheetos chips?
Are no. Cheetos chips?
I got to go with no.
They're extrusions.
They're what?
They're extrusions.
I would put Cheetos in the chip category. I would disagree with Eddie. I think Cheetos are chips, and you're going to find them in the chip aisle.
Oh, sure, you'll find them in the chip aisle.
Yeah, but you'll find popcorn in the chip aisle.
What about
popcorn?
Is pretzel a chip?
But you find popcorn. That mellow marsh, that marshmallow stuff in the bacon aisle. You don't bake with that stuff.
This is
true. I just eat it right out of the jar.
Yeah, the aisle comparison, that really falls short.
Yeah, no, I'm just making this up.
So here's the, if Cheetos are a chip, are the puffy Cheetos a chip?
That's what I'm saying. Let's get back to rape and incest. Like,
I want some Cheesy Poofs.
But are Cheesy Poofs chips?
No. Nope.
So they're their own category of snack.
Yeah.
Like a pretzel.
But this is what I determine is that we have too few categories for separating and categorizing our snacks. We need more. Hmm. It's like, you know, so Sun Chips, Pringles, and Doritos, those are the same thing?
Right, they really aren't.
Yeah.
What about Fritos?
Exactly. Funyuns.
What about barbecue Fritos?
Oh, Funyuns.
Now you're throwing it out.
See, and their Funyuns are more like Cheetos.
In a sense, yes, because I think they are...
They're a fried, like, corn goob. Product, essentially, with seasoning on it.
A fried goop that's circular,
Because we have crackers. We all know, like, a Cheez-It is not a chip. It's a cracker.
Say it again, cracker.
Yeah.
Yeah, cracker. I identify.
What about a captain's wafer? Is that a cracker?
Only if you're on a ship.
What's a pretzel? What's a flattened pretzel that you're supposed to dip in hummus? Oh, These questions need answering. Where are our lawmakers when we need them to make this law?
I decree the chip.
You ever seen them make, by the way, Pringles? You know, it just comes out as just like literal shredded potato.
I don't care. It could come out of a dude's bottom, and I would still eat four cans of them.
I'm going to get some pretzels. Oh, I mean, some Pringles.
Pringles, by the way, I think that's the king of like binge
chips.
That's
the top of the line.
By the way, what do you call it? Do you call it a can of Pringles?
Yeah.
Okay, I heard someone say a tin of Pringles the other day. I wanted to kill them.
Were they Canadian?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
But... All right, what do you call the container that holds tennis balls? Because that's just a Pringles can.
Yeah, but it's not a can, though, is it?
Because it used to be. Now it's a plastic deal with a lid, but used to it was a rip-open can.
No, it's still like a rip-open.
Keep
them fresh. That smell is delicious, though. It is. But I'll eat the mess out of some sour cream and onion
Pringles. In fact, Eddie, I know where you got that from.
I think Pringles' initial intention was to make tennis balls.
There you go.
That's great.
Mitch Hedberg.
But on the day that the rubber was supposed to show up, a big truckload of potatoes arrived. And Pringles said, "What the hell? Cut them up."
I love Mitch Hedberg.
He's so good, man.
My favorite one of his was, I was walking down the street, and a guy asked me, "Do you want a frozen banana right now?" And I said, "No, but I want a regular banana later, so yeah."
For the longest time, and maybe it was the circle I was running with, in mid-90s, it was a rumor that he was from Prattville.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
No, it wasn't even
funny. He wasn't. I mean, once the internet came out where it was easily user-friendly, yeah, he was not. But, dude, that was the biggest rumor for a while. And he was on fire, too. He was like, you know he's from Prattville. Huh? What?
I used to do drugs. I still do, but I used to, too.
Right.
No, this jacket is dry clean only, which means that it's dirty.
The escalator, yeah, the one, it's like not out of order. Like the escalator now temporarily stairs.
Yeah. I like escalators. They can never be out of order. They can only become stairs.
Right. That guy, man, what a genius comic.
Yeah, man, the hair on
that's
though.
Right,
yeah.
That's that one that Bill Burr does where he's talking about the cake.
Oh, the abortion
goat. Yeah, well, it would have been. My favorite thing that Bill Burr has ever done was his joke about the WNBA. Like that whole rant that he went on.
Yeah.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Because you don't sell any tickets.
You're not even buying your own
tickets. You're not even buying your own tickets.
And if folks haven't seen it, go look up the recent appearance of John Lovitz on Burr's podcast.
Oh,
it's
amazing.
They are brutal to one another.
They roast each other like crazy.
Oh, I love
it. Your father is a dentist, and yet he didn't teach you how to floss. Like, that's one of Lovett's lines. I'm like, that's corny and hilarious. Anyway, Eric, I got to run, man.
Y'all have a good weekend.
See you, brother.
See you, bud.
This part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. And they're at Montgomery Men's Health. Well, they can help you fellas out. You know, guys, as we mature, you know, two things can start to happen, at least. Two things. One can be erectile dysfunction. Other, more of a general problem, maybe it's leading to that ED, low testosterone. And these are not things to put off, deny, be ashamed about, and certainly not something to wait to get fixed. I know guys hate going to the doctor, but Montgomery Men's Health was created to take care of guys who just don't want to go. They made a clinic just for you. And, you know, the reality is, if you've been trying these things, pills often quit working and guys start making excuses for not coming to bed. There are actually studies now that show men will be more irritable and argumentative before bed just to avoid failing at intimacy. So if you're lacking motivation, energy, and drive, including a loss of sex drive, seeing unwanted weight gain, loss of muscle mass, feel like you're walking through your life in a fog, knowing whether or not you have low T is huge in combating some of these issues. And the providers there at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for only $99. And Montgomery Men's Health has low T treatments, if that is indeed your problem, that can truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym.
Brother.
Great, brother. Better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, a faster metabolism, you usually even notice an increased libido. You can actually book the same day that you call. Guys, it's time to feel amazing and hit your goals this year. That number, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com to book your appointment today.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
See how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number RU177074, $4,995 due at signing. VIN number PA020214, $3,700 due at signing. 36 months, 10K mile lease with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. Or as we're calling it online, Joey Clark Live. 272-9228. If you want to get in before we close up shop here. 272-9228. Why was I seeing Elizabeth Warren's ugly face on the screen there? Oh, that guy, John Deaton is his name. He's running against her. And in particular, he's going after what Warren has been on the warpath when it comes to cryptocurrency and Bitcoin. Yeah. And I think she is my least favorite senator. Yeah. Like,
and that's a deep well.
I remember some political article years ago described her as a moral drill bit. And I'm like, yeah, let's emphasize how much of a tool she is. Like, yeah. Please. I cannot. She's the fat-free ranch of progressivism.
Ooh. Yeah, well, no. You should learn to respect people that have her ethnic history. You know, her people came down from the great mountains. I have seen the great alligator carry the moon across the sky.
That had to be one of Trump's greatest trolls.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Pocahontas, you take a DNA test. Yeah. Take a test, Pocahontas. Oh, that's offensive. Well, I'm so sorry you think it's... Anyway, Pocahontas hasn't taken the test. She takes the test. It comes out like it's embarrassing for her. And they go, Mr. Trump, are you not going to donate to that charity? No, I'm not going to, like... Right. You know.
But how dumb is she to really to take the test and then publish the results?
Yeah, what she was it 1 in 1,024?
The three of us she did.
She couldn't get her car.
Well, we're from Alabama. Everybody's a little bit Cherokee. Yeah.
She probably thinks that it makes her super Indian to pronounce Sacagawea. She's one of those people. Well, Sacagawea actually helped Lewis and Clark across the.
I'm telling you though, the collecting those coins is going to pay off one day. Let's go to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet.
What up, Ray?
Hey, look, if you can identify as anything, got to be an Eskimo.
Yeah?
Not a fan of whale blubber.
When it comes to federal bid, they get number one choice.
Yeah, this is true.
What?
This is true. Preferred status.
I told Andrew, listen.
How much federal money do you get if you identify as an Eskahomo?
Yeah, I mean, I would go straight to Alaska if anything ever happened to Andrew. Because you'd have every federal bid. This is how crazy our federal government is. They are guaranteed profit.
Yep.
Guaranteed profit. So if they come in and say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't make any money. I should have made 50% profit. They'll just write them another check.
Yep.
Wow.
Now let me do that. No.
This is not going to happen. Right.
Not going to happen. But that's why I don't deal in federal government, federal contracts either. I'd rather just come in and leave your furniture out, put new floors in for you, make your wife really happy, and move on to the next house.
There you go.
And if that's what you're looking for, call us at 285-8117. We'll be glad to come out and give you that free measure today or tomorrow, Monday or Tuesday, whenever. Just not on Sunday.
Well, I love it, Ray. And again, 285-8117, folks. And people are going to be like, why isn't an Alabama guy complaining about Eskimos? I'm like, well, he must have a twin brother in Alaska or something.
So. Yeah. Ron, actually, that's how I found out about that. I'm like, what? Are you serious? That's the craziest thing I ever heard of. Turns out it's completely true.
Yep. Preferred status.
Well, appreciate it, Ray. Have a good weekend, man.
Bye, guys. Have a great day.
See you, bud.
So, did we learn anything today?
I don't feel good about that last joke I just made.
Why? You don't?
I don't know. I don't feel good about it.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a little bit. Yeah.
Actually, I'm kidding. I loved it. I thought it was
one of those. You're making me feel bad.
What I have learned is that...
I was
that,
just doing the yes and.
Yeah. What I learned is that in 7.5 weeks, the three of us are going to have to go out and go yard at some eating establishment.
Brazilian Steakhouse in Birmingham, where it's the all-you-can-eat steak, where you flip over the
card.
Done. We're
doing
all about that.
We're doing it.
Let's do it. But let me go ahead and tell you, I've been several times. I've never been able to eat for more than like 4 minutes, and I'm full. So
really?
I will need help prepping again. I mean, I've literally not eaten all day, only to go there, take 5 or 6 bites, and go, ugh.
Yeah, get ready.